Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing fine. Today, we have the pleasure and the honor of having Mr. Lee Abraham on our show. He is the co-author of Money on the Table and Referrals in the Bank. Mr. Abraham is an author extraordinaire and a true professional that loves what he does and is very passionate about networking and building businesses and helping people to grow theirs and also grow their networks. He's a veteran of 30 years in the real estate industry, and Mr. Lee has a wealth of personal experience as a broker, salesman, appraiser, expert witness, investor, and all of the above. He's also just a phenomenal, again, individual. I've learned a lot just from talking to him. And today he's going to share some of the greatness that he has with all of us today. Today we're going to talk about making more money with power teams, and we're going to also touch on his book. If you'd like to call into the show, of course, the number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. Also, the chat room is open, so if you have any questions, you can push them forward to us, and I'm sure that Mr. Abraham will be more than happy to answer those questions or comments. And with no further ado, Lee, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Zurian. Thank you so much.
Could you start off, again, thank you for coming on the show, too. Could you start off to tell us a little bit about you? Because I know that I didn't even skim the surface.
Well, sure. I am a power team coach and trainer. Basically means I help businesses increase their sales through structured word-of-mouth referral networking. You mentioned my background in the real estate industry over the past 30 years or so. I've been involved with BNI, Business Network International, the world's largest networking organization, for just better than 20 years. And as you said, I love helping people not only make money, but achieve their dreams, have some type of a work-life balance where they enjoy getting up each day and dream about what they're going to do the next day. So that might be a quick little thumbnail sketch.
That's pretty crucial, especially today when we have so many people that are so far away from where they thought they'd be 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and so forth, and some of those that are just starting to grow their business or even trying to learn about networking, because even though that's been around a long time, a lot of people really don't know how to network or how to connect with people or how to build what they're trying to actually build. So touching on that, could you tell us what a power team is?
A power team is a select group of people who like you, trust you, and most importantly, have made a commitment to implement activities to grow your business. It's your inner circle. It's your special group of people who you can count on to represent your interests, and you, of course, reciprocate and do the same.
That's phenomenal. And ladies and gentlemen, you're definitely talking to one of those gurus when it comes to power teams and networking, because the book that we're actually going to be talking on today was actually the other co-author on it was Dr. Ivan Meisner. And like Mr. Abraham said, it's the largest networking organization in the world. So how did you become a power team expert?
Well, I guess it started out with first being a member with BNI. I came into BNI when I had a real estate appraisal business in Las Vegas. And as a real estate appraiser, we're trained to gather data analyze the data and reconcile the numbers into a conclusion, into an estimate of value, if we're talking about appraising property, that people will agree on once they see how you got there, once they see the process which you arrived at, you know, to come up with the value of the property. So I was trained many, many years ago in a variety of analytical techniques and information gathering systems. And when I joined BNI, I started to notice certain patterns. I started to notice how certain types of referrals became an abundance of referrals for most of the people in the chapter. For example, as a real estate appraiser, my attention was always focused on the mortgage person. The mortgage person would come in to the meeting and say, you know, I have a referral for the realtor. I'm working with a couple who just got pre-qualified for a loan, and they want to buy a house. Here's a referral for the realtor in the group. Sure enough, the realtor would, you know, work with the buyers. They'd reach an agreement on a home. And once they had a transaction in place or an escrow, the realtor would pass a referral to the insurance person to put insurance on the property, pass a referral to the general contractor for work that might need to be done to the property. And I started to see some of these patterns where one referral would kind of snowball into a multitude of referrals for other people in the networking group. So, you know, there's many different segues in my career that led me to continuing to observe these patterns and take notes on how one thing leads to another. And actually, you know, we all have ups and downs in our life, and I had a circumstance where I was actually in the hospital probably about 5 years ago with kind of a mystery ailment. One wasn't quite exactly sure what it was. They never really did diagnose it. Turned out to not be any type of a problem, but it kind of gave me one of those face-to-face moments with mortality. And at the time, I was a real estate broker selling property, and I, you know, started to ask myself the type of questions of what do I want to do, you know, with the time that I have here in this life, and is it selling more real estate, or is it sharing some of the things that I think can help other people? And that led me to the motivation to put the tools and systems that I had been using to help other people make money where we were living in northern Arizona into a format that ultimately became a book. I was inspired to ask Dr. Meisner if he'd be interested in learning a little bit about the methodology that I was using, and he agreed, liked what I was doing, and he agreed to co-author Money on the Table with me. So by virtue of, you know, the analytical background, the inspiration to share what I've learned, and the partnership with, you know, the father of networking, Dr. Meisner, it's kind of given me a little bit of insight into how this stuff works.
That's phenomenal. It's always motivating to me to hear about somebody that uses their 83,400 seconds in a day to benefit not only themselves but to benefit others. And, of course, that runs into that giver's gain mindset.
Right.
That's pretty awesome. I was actually going to ask you how you got around to deciding to create a book, but your background and all of that kind of led to it. That's truly awesome. And I appreciate the fact that you wrote the book. I haven't actually gotten to read the book yet, but I will. I've put it on my list. I will definitely get to it. My next thought is, what's the single most important lesson that people will learn from reading your book, Money on the Table, Referrals in the Bank?
Well, I think it really gets down to what I was mentioning earlier about different life cycle events that create a ton of business. So while I was developing this material, I began to look at these common patterns that created a lot of referrals for a wide variety of businesses. And obviously, the real estate key situation, we call these life cycle events, key situations that generate a lot of business. Real estate, when somebody buys property, as we talked about, creates a lot of referral opportunities. Money on the table takes the notion of recognizing opportunity through common life cycle events, simplifies the notion of target markets to six easy to recognize common everyday life cycle events that drive over 90% of all the referrals being passed in any given networking group. So if you have, if you're listening at home and you have a pen and paper, we'll rattle off the six key situations that you should look for. When I'm training people, when I'm working as a consultant or a coach, I really try to drill into people's consciousness these six life cycle events, because I'll guarantee that everybody listening on the call knows someone, if not themselves, knows someone who's experiencing one or more of these situations. If that's the case, if you do know someone or come in contact with someone who's experiencing one of the six key situations, and Zurian, here's the key piece, and you have a network, okay? If you have a network of experts in a variety of industries who you know, like, and trust, people who have products and services that deliver consumer value, who you know are going to do a great job when you refer people to them, now you're locked and loaded to create and receive an ongoing stream of money-making referrals. So the number one thing people can take away is a recognition of these six life cycle events, starting with real estate. Okay, people buying or selling, building property or managing property, they all fall under the real estate key situation. Next, people getting married. When people get married, they create all kinds of business, not just for what we call event services businesses, the caterer, the florist, the event planner, the photographer, the limousine service, and the jeweler. They're all in the wedding business. We expect them to do business with people getting married. But if we have a diverse network, we can now say to the couple getting married, let's think about how life is going to change. Let's think about introducing you to the financial planner who can help you plan for your financial security, the insurance person, the CPA. You're going to be filing your taxes differently. Let's take a look at another industry group, the property services industry group. Get married, chances are, if you're not already living together, you're going to be combining households. It's an opportunity for any number of businesses, from the carpet cleaner to the home remodeler, or one of my favorites, the security system contractor. Getting married, you want to protect a new spouse. So, real estate, people getting married, the growing family key situation. When a new baby comes into the house, it changes everything. In addition to those three, we have the getting healthy key situation. That's people recovering from illness or injury, as well as being proactive more often than not. We're being more proactive for optimal health. You recognize somebody carrying a gym bag, wearing, you know, a warm-up suit, or, talking about going for their run. You're recognizing somebody in the getting healthy key situation. Can create a ton of referrals if you have a great network. In addition, the business builder key situation. People building a business, whether they're starting a new business or making an existing business more profitable. In networking circles, the business builder key situation tends to dominate. After all, it's business people getting together to network. They're focused on what they call B2B or business to business, and they're there to share their clients if they like and trust each other. Hey, I've got a great client. I do such and such for them to help them make more money. You're another business services provider. We're not competing with each other. I'd like to introduce you to my client because I think you can help them make more money. What we do with the trainings that we do, the Power Team Certified trainings, is we start to show the business-to-business networkers, which, as I said, tend to dominate networking activities. We try to open the gate of their mind to how other industry groups, health and wellness, for example, how health and wellness practitioners can help the business builder grow their business with their health and wellness products that typically give more energy, more stamina, more focus, so that the business builder can focus on their business. So the business builder is a key. We also have the relocation key situation. People moving into or out of town, whether or not they're buying, even if they're just renting, create a ton of business. And if you know someone who's moving in or out of town, you're standing in the middle of a referral opportunity. So those are the six key situations that we train people. And when you read the book, invariably, that's what I hear from networkers around the world, that looking at these life cycle events really changes the way they look at recognition of opportunity. And once you start recognizing opportunity in a different way, you start to see more networking connections than you previously saw.
Yeah, I've noticed that there's a lot of people that really need to get a better understanding on how to network and how to actually see those opportunities in front of them. And I also saw that, you know, you were invited to the by an international director of Hong Kong, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, and five other countries to actually speak on this in the Southeast region. So,
right.
So that was pretty awesome on your book and your particular philosophy or mindset on this subject. Well, we also have a couple of callers in the queue.
Okay.
And I'd like to see if they have any comments or questions for you. Is that all right with you today?
It'd be my pleasure, sure.
Not a problem. Hello, 0596. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Could you give me your name and your comment, please, or question?
My name is Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting a power team together across the country of student interns. So there's over 3,000 colleges in the United States. And my goal is to get an intern at every college to be my power team. I was just curious what you think of that.
Did you get that question, Lee?
I did, and I think I actually recognized the voice.
Yeah. Yeah, it is who you think it is, yes.
Yeah, so the caller is a dear friend of mine named Glenn Brummer. Who,
I was trying to disguise my voice there for a minute.
No, it's impossible. Goes by the handle of GB among his close friends, and one of the best networkers that I've ever known. Glenn, you know, I know that your son recently graduated,
yes.
And now he's in the world of cinema. What I would recommend,
yes,
that we do, you and I should talk a little bit about the type of product that you're networking around,
uh-huh,
and then based on how that fits into the six key situations, what type of product is it?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm leaving the corporate world. I'm going off on my own. A good friend of mine is helping me with my T-shirt idea, where you put social media onto T-shirts.
Right.
And he also is a T-shirt manufacturer. So, like, for example, the kids in college, sororities, fraternities, intramural sports, he can set up, like, and print the sorority letters, fraternity letters, intramural teams. And so my goal is with these student interns to each give them experience where they can be in their own business, and then they could be, as well as they can make money and distribute this product and offer the service at all the,
yeah,
different colleges. So
right.
I just came up with this idea while I was at a trade show, and usually a lot of the companies I see have one or two salespeople. So I got this theory called boots on the ground. If I can get a lot of boots on the ground, yet these kids will learn something about being in their own entrepreneurial business.
Yeah.
And it just kind of blossomed from there. So I'm starting in the next couple of weeks.
Right. Well, here's my first recommendation is let's reach out to the young folks that you're targeting. We'll share the business opportunity with them, let them know what the goal is, and then really there's two things that they need to focus on. One is building a network, just like I was talking about earlier, of people who they know, like, and trust, who they can refer other business people to.
Yep.
We have to identify if they're, you know, serving the college market, what are college kids typically looking for? What does, you know, the parents of college kids want to make sure that the kids in college are getting or staying away from, for that matter? And so what we do is we take a look at what are the needs and challenges and interests of the target market that your people are going after. Who are the local vendors that we like and trust that can provide those products and services? Then we put that into a structured format to where basically each of your representatives builds their power team, their local power team, and create an ongoing reciprocal referral relationship so that we can make our networking partners systematically visible. We give referrals first. When we think about your referrals, we think about creating referrals for other people first, and then we train those people how to reciprocate. So number one, build a network. Number two, Glenn, is that we want your representatives to learn how to articulate what makes them special. We want to train your people how to train their networking partners how to give compelling testimonials. And so that really boils down to taking a look at what their story is, what makes the product special, and what words do they want to put in the mouth of their networking partners so their networking partners can give compelling testimonials for them. And that's exactly what we do in the Power Team Certified Training Program, is we help businesses build a power team of strategically important business categories that are relevant to their target market, and also train them on how to train their network.
So did that answer your question, sir?
Yes, it did.
Outstanding. Well, thank you very much. We have another caller in queue, but before we get that caller, could you go ahead and let everyone know how they can get in contact with you, Lee?
Sure. The best way to get in touch with me is either through the website, which is www.moneyonthetablebook.com, moneyonthetablebook.com, or you can email me at abe@moneyonthetablebook.com.
All right. That's great. Well, let's see what this other caller has for us. Hello, caller at 8769. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, this is Wade Nelson. Hi, Lee.
Hey there, Wade. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, you were talking about the six key life cycle events, and as you know, this morning I presented an exercise called I'm Relevant to a BNI chapter that was hosting with also some outside people, some outside visitors, and it went over very, very well. They were very good students in this, and basically what I was doing was showing them how in their business these six key life cycle events play and make them relevant to their cohorts, as well as how they can refer the other folks from other life cycle events back into their clients that may not be from the same contact sphere and so forth. Very good comments. I thought I would share with some of those comments that we got from it, Lee, if that would be all right.
Yeah, and just so that everybody knows, Wade Nelson is an associate of mine. He is working his way through the Power Team Certified Train the Trainer program. He is the creator of something called the Relationship Maturity Model. He's a business consultant in the Pittsburgh area. And actually, Wade, if you don't mind, I'd like to congratulate you on the new version of Money on the Table Referrals in the Bank. You wrote the foreword for the book and also have a special bonus section. So congratulations on all your good work.
Well, thank you very much, Lee. I owe a lot to you in terms of being able to do that and combine the material. If I hadn't met you, I wouldn't have found this synergy that we have now.
Absolutely. So you got some good comments from the workshop today.
Yeah. One of the participants, BNI chapter president, actually, wrote that, and she's a personal lines insurance person, selling into real estate, into house insurance, car insurance, that sort of thing. And she wrote that what she really liked about this workshop was getting to learn those life events and the relationships to her business, as well as understanding the relationships that her BNI partners have in those events. So that was one. Just got a couple, maybe a couple more here. There's a young lady that was in there, and she's a cleaning company, residential cleaning, and she learned that how to give more referrals, which is sometimes pretty difficult for many of us in BNI, is generating those referrals for our referral partners. So that was a good comment. Here's one that you'll appreciate. This is a construction guy, a contractor, and he said it's very easy to relate to the material, and I think that goes throughout the book. Your material is very easy to relate and very action-oriented, so I thought I'd share some of those with you.
I appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, sir, for calling in. We truly appreciate it. And, Lee, it looks like we're going to have to try to see if we can schedule another show so that we can actually get a little bit more information in there from you. But before we go, can I ask you, what are the common mistakes made in forming a power team?
Well, I think that the number one mistake is that people try to do too much too soon. They try to do too much too soon. When we're doing our Power Team Certified training, we break a Power Team's development into four stages. And typically people jump over the first two stages because they're not aware of the first two stages. The first stage is what we were talking about with Glenn, which is that before you start networking with people, you need to know how to train those people. Your goal is for other people not to buy from you, but to create business for you. To do that, they have to give compelling testimonials, and they have to learn how to recognize opportunity. So before you start networking with anybody, you need to know how to train people to recognize opportunity and give a compelling testimonial. The second stage that people skip over is that they, as I said, they start too big. In Power Team Certified, stage two is what we call the bragging buddy stage, where you work with one other business person who's made a commitment to you and you've made a commitment to them, and you begin to implement activities to proactively create referrals for each other. It's not about being in the right place at the right time and somebody walking up to you and saying, hey, do you know a good blog radio talk show host? Do you know a good whatever it might be? It's about proactive activity to take the guesswork out of referrals. Once you and your bragging buddy are making money for each other, now you're ready to get together with another duo who've also gone through their boot camp. They know how to train each other. They're also creating referrals for each other, and they form a power team of four people. Or if there's three pairs, they can form a power team of six. So don't skip over the basic steps. Don't try to do too much too soon. And, that's why the Power Team Certified. Basically, when Money on the Table came out, it has some tools and systems, has a lot of great concepts. But when you get a group of people trying to implement the material, there were some other things that weren't in the book that we put into the Power Team Certified Training System, which is a step-by-step guided tour through going from, as we say, grain to biscuits on building your power team.
All right. Okay. Very cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you've gotten a lot out of this. We're going to definitely try to get Mr. Lee Abraham back on the show again. And if anyone missed this, understand that you can always listen to us, because we are not only live with you today, but we are also live with you on archive. So the show will continue after we're gone, and that's most of the time when people find the time to actually listen. But again, Lee, I want to thank you very much for, one, writing the book, Money on the Table, Referrals in the Bank. It's a phenomenal book. I want to thank the people that called in and those in the chat room for sharing your stories and the information and asking the questions and comments that you posed. And again, I want to give a great thank you to, again, Lee Abraham for coming on the show and for sharing his information with us. And please contact him. Also, on the blog page is also the contact information that Lee gave, so you can click on that and share the link with everybody that you think can get something out of what we talked about today. Also, up in the upper left-hand corner of the show, if you click the follow, you'll know about other shows that are coming up, like Dr. Ivan Meisner is a regular on the show, and a bunch of other speakers that have really great information to share. Lee, is there anything that you want to say before we sign off?
Well, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. I always enjoy a good, spirited power team discussion, and look forward to coming back and picking up where we're leaving off.
As we say in the Marine Corps, hoorah, I agree.
There you
and
go.
Again, thank you, and thank your lovely other half for allowing us to have some time with you.
I'll be sure to let her know.
Not a problem. Take care, everybody, and have a blessed day. Take care.